killing conservative activist Charlie Kirk 1 week ago. Jimmy Kimmel saying during Monday's monologue,
"We hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it."
FCC Chairman Brendan Carr saying on The Benny Show on YouTube,
"We can do this the easy way or the hard way. These companies can find ways to change conduct, to take action, frankly, on Kimmel, or, you know, there's going to be additional work for the FCC ahead."
Robert Thompson is a pop culture professor at Syracuse University.
"I think we're going to see the likes of late night television's attitude and what it does, and even the people that do it, like Colbert and like Kimmel. I just don't think they're going to be doing it on network TV. And for that matter, I'm not sure for how much longer anybody's going to be doing anything on network TV."
President Trump posts on social media that the cancellation of Jimmy Kimmel's show is great news for America. In another post, Trump also says that he is designating Antifa a major terrorist organization. Trump is posting online while in the UK on a historic second day visit, state visit. Protesters are there.
"Donald Trump, you can't hide.
We charge you with genocide."
The president has attended a banquet with King Charles, and CBS's Ed O'Keefe on What's Next.
"Some meatier conversations on Thursday with the prime minister up at his country estate. The U.S.-UK trade agreement top of mind as both countries are eager to demonstrate to their own countries and to the world that that agreement is now in place."
Three police officers in Pennsylvania are killed and two are in critical condition after being shot while serving a warrant in North Cordaris Township near the Pennsylvania-Maryland line. Pennsylvania State Police Colonel Christopher Paris says the shooter is dead and,
"I'd just like to say on a very personal note, our hearts and prayers go out to them, to the families of the deceased and the families of those officers who were wounded."
An investigation is underway. For the first time this year, the Federal Reserve cuts its key rate by a quarter percentage point and signals more possible cuts. President Trump has been pushing Fed Chair Jerome Powell to do this sooner. Powell saying today,
"I think we were right to wait and see how tariffs and inflation and the labor market evolved."
StubHub has made its public debut on Wall Street. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The John Deere Gator XUV lets you cut, pack, drive, scout, weld, stack, feed, pull, load, tow, spray, and haul. All in a single day. Because with the highest cargo box volume in its class, customizable features, and a towing capacity of up to 4,000 pounds, it gets the job done. You just have to get in the seat. Learn more at your John Deere dealer or visit johndeere.com/GatorXUV.
eBay has reinvented vehicle buying. From click to curb, everything's covered. Ever try to buy a car online and end up in a parking lot with a stranger and some blind trust? That era is over. Now with Secure Purchase, eBay isn't just where you find your car. It's where you buy it, start to finish. Title, financing, registration, delivery, it's all built in. This is the modern way to buy your next ride. On eBay. eBay. Things people love. Secure Purchase is powered by Caramel Dealer Services, LLC, an eBay subsidiary.
Humans are not the only ones who enjoy a little bit of alcohol. CBS's Tracy Wolf has more.
20 years ago, a theory was proposed that humans inherited an appetite for alcohol from our primate ancestors. It's called the drunken monkey hypothesis. But now, researchers may have uncovered the strongest evidence yet supporting that claim. In the wild, chimpanzees eat up to 10% of their body weight in fruit daily that has a high ethanol content. And researchers from UC Berkeley measured those fruits to determine that chimpanzees consume the equivalent of about two cocktails a day in the wild. Tracy Wolf, CBS News.
The research is published in the journal Science Advances. Divers have recovered artifacts from the Titanic sister ship, the Britannic, for the first time since the ocean liner sank in the Aegean Sea more than a century ago. It struck a mine during World War I. Greece's culture ministry says the artifacts include the ship's bell and the portside navigation light. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Occasional cloudiness for tonight, staying mild with lows in the low 60s. Mostly sunny and a nice day again for tomorrow, highs in the upper 70s. And a partly cloudy sky on Friday, highs in the low 70s. Some rain possible Friday night and Saturday. Currently at 64 degrees.
Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old woods alone. Trusted walking with you alone. Oh, Little Red Riding Hood, I'd like to hold you if I could, but you might think I'm a big bad wolf, so I won't.
Bye. alone anymore. Oh, but I can sing. This is mine. You can't take it.
Radio Park to Main Street Bridge. Local news and timeless hits.
Eight days a week. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. People who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help. Surely to the sea, darling, so it goes.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, Reaching Racine Beyond the Radio. Online at WRJN.com.
See you.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Me as a white knight on the his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really need? Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream?
Years, your home for local news and now timeless hits too on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast too, all important year round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
And all. Goes on.
Drum
drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee, la-da-da-da-da. And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on, on.
The beat goes on.
Just do it, and after you do, you will be here. is kisses will start that won't get you into his heart. So if you're thinking of heartbreak, true love is. All you gotta do is hold him and kiss him and squeeze him and love him, yeah.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. When in Hollywood, tourists often line up to watch a show taping outside the Jimmy Kimmel Live studio.
So I was very excited to watch the show, but there was no explanation at all. They just came out. They told us, we're really sorry, guys. Sorry for the inconvenience. I'm just going to have to ask everyone to leave.
CBS's Matt Piper explains what happened.
ABC says the popular late-night show Jimmy Kimmel Live has been preempted indefinitely following comments Kimmel made on his show in response to the shooting death of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Kimmel made the remarks in his monologue Monday, suggesting allies of President Trump were trying to use Kirk's assassination for political gain. Syracuse University's Robert Thompson.
ABC is going to miss Kimmel, I think, in a lot of ways. That show was a infomercial, oftentimes, for other things that the ABC companies were doing.
On Truth Social, Trump responded to the news, writing in part, "Congratulations to ABC for finally having the courage to do what had to be done." Matt Piper, CBS News.
As state police in York County, Pennsylvania, were serving a warrant today, a man walked out and shot five officers, killing three of them and leaving two critically injured. He was then shot and killed by police, CBS's Anna Schechter reports.
This shooting actually comes amidst a spate of shootings against police officers. More than 1,000 police officers have been shot in the last few years. Our team has been tracking this troubling trend, and the FBI is so worried about it, they've been studying why it continues to happen.
Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro calls this an absolutely tragic and devastating day. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell announces
today the Federal Open Market Committee decided to